Monday to Friday,
6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cost of Culness Fun Geheime! Jolene, David and Vashti, good morning and
good
welcome!
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
You are morning people, I can tell.
We're paid to be morning people.
We kind of gotta be. We went up at 5:30.
Now listen, all of you have got accomplished backgrounds. You are no strangers to faces in South Africa. We know who you are, and we love that we can see you on a daily basis on our screens. I look at this and I think this has got to be a lot of hard work doing this and doing this daily. It has got to be, I mean, this is a grind, a proper grind. But this twists this everything. It's like this phenomenal mix of what South Africa has long missed in terms of having an all-Afrikaans soapy like this on our screens.
Yes, definitely.
Did the three of you work together in anything else before coming together as the cast of Culness Fun Geheime?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
What's your name? I'm still trying
what's
to get to know them.
In fact, what is your name?
Hi, David.
Hi. I'm Jolene.
Yeah, we're working together next Wednesday.
Love your work.
But this is an ensemble that is unlike any other. It is a great cast.
Thank you.
The scenes, the production, the writers, the team that's been put together to make this production.
Oh, man.
It's a star-studded team.
Totally.
You are so right. And, man, can I just tell you that we have got the best crew.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, as you say,
yes.
From crew to the directors to the cast, it is just an amazing team to be working with. It's such a pleasure to go to work every single day.
And thank you for acknowledging the hard work.
Thank you.
That's really epic. We appreciate that. But, I mean, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
How's the show?
The show is incredible. I mean, I look at the time frame that you've been on TV for and on ETV for, and I think in that short space of time, you've crept into everyone's hearts because there's been so much to do with in terms of politics and family politics. It's always family politics.
Yes, of course.
And relatable. Family politics.
Right.
I mean, everyone can relate to secrets being kept in families.
Look.
I think Cape Town is built on secrets.
Oh,
so when you have
true.
A story
so
which is placed in the winelands, I mean, if those mountains if they could talk.
Sure.
Oftentimes, I'm just standing outside on set looking at the mountains of Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if these mountains could speak, they've got stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's what we're bringing to the screen. We're bringing those secrets and those stories
of course.
That history, that rich history of the Cape. And everybody loves Cape Town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're loving that setting, I think.
I think it's quite, and you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, to have a setting and a backdrop like the Winelands as the ultimate stage for you to perform on, is something that's extremely special to have.
Yeah.
We don't get many productions that are done locally, and by local, I mean, if you're from Cape Town, to stay in the city and do work here. The draw and the pills to go up north, where other studios are and away. But that landscape and that backdrop is just
absolutely beautiful.
It's about damn time.
It's
the first time it's ever happened. We've never had a daily drama about a wine farm set on a wine farm.
And location every single day.
Right.
Location. Now, let's talk about that. But people don't realize the amount of, and again, this is where I take my hats off, the amount of work that you have to put in to be to make an episode. Never mind to shoot constantly and consistently and then jump from different scenes to scenes that all puzzle together to make what we get to see every single day. What does a typical day look like for you? I mean, you're up here now doing a radio interview, but this isn't a typical day. This is like, okay, let's take a break. Let's smile and put on, and talk about the show.
Yeah.
But your days are totally different from anybody else's working day. Run us through a typical working day.
All right.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah,
you
want to
take it? Let's go.
Let me go. So we're up at about 4 because we've got to drive to Paul.
Yes.
I'm in Bloberg. We're all over the peninsula. So we've got to get there before traffic hits.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the makeup chair at about 6:37. Mm-hmm. We go through the works. That's hair and makeup and costume. And then we're on set at about 8. Mm-hmm. We shoot a 12-hour day.
Yes.
And then we drive 1.5 hours back home to wherever we are.
And
then we spend 4 hours learning our lines for the next day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not a day. it's a life.
And almost and like a fever dream too, right? Because it's like just learning an insane amount of content, spitting it out on the floor like it's nothing, and then going back home to prepare the same thing for the next day.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that excludes all the unpredictabilities of the day, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
Scenes being dropped or scenes being added.
Script changes.
So it really is a hard job, but it's so rewarding. It's absolutely rewarding.
Being the absolute pros that you are, it must be, I don't want to say hard, but it's almost second nature to slip into that character and then not slip out of it. In other words, you've got to remain because guess what? Tomorrow at 8 a.m. after all's been done, you go back into that mindset of playing that character. There's not much time off to be a Jolene. You know what I mean?
You are
while the show's running, in character all the time.
So that must be tough.
As well.
It is really difficult maintaining that. I want to come back to what you said before, though. You started and you said there's never been a show like this before. Yeah. We are making history and we're very cognizant of that.
Yes.
And that's why making that effort, making that sacrifice is completely worth it. Like you were saying, Vashti, it's worth it to do that. And the thing that's special about Kalders van Geheime is the fact that for the first time in the country, we are seeing what social cohesion looks like.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the power. Yeah. That's the power of sport, and it's the power of being creatives like we are. Mm-hmm. We are showing society what the future looks like.
Sure. Of course.
So that responsibility, that responsibility,
I like that,
we take it on and we love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Shall I say it again?
Preach.
That's good.
Preach. Jolene Martin in the house.
Start a church.
That is beyond. That is beyond knowledge, because that is something that you'd only realize 5 years or 10 years from now.
Correct.
When you look back and go, we were actually pioneers.
Yes.
You're realizing now the significance on that, and as opposed to wearing it like a dead weight, you're actually lifting it up like a
mirror to society.
Like a mirror to society, and going, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where else are you going to get this? Where else are you going to see this? Mm-hmm. Where else are you going to experience?
If I can, I also just want to say that we can't deliver that if the audience is not ready. We also have to thank our audience, the South African public, for being progressive enough to receive it. And if you go to the social media pages of Kalders van Geheime, particularly Facebook, I'm tired. I was on Facebook till 2 o'clock in the morning because Facebook has gone nuts with Alison's entry into the story.
Yes.
But we can see how ready they are for this kind of content.
Yeah. Yes,
so we're
going
to give it to them. And fortunately, we're working with a very courageous broadcaster, ETV.
Love it.
Our producers are courageous. Our writers are courageous. Our actors are ready and courageous. So we're just, you're welcome, baby. I'm here all day. I'm here all day. So we're just going to give the audience what they want. And they're ready. They're devouring it.
Ladies and gents, if you haven't yet sampled the amazing, incredible, the vivacious, incredibly talented cast ensemble of Kalders van Geheime, ETV has you covered. Why? Because your daily dose is on its way a bit later on. And I can tell you something else, that this cast is unlike any other cast in South African history. They are history makers, they are storytellers, and importantly, they are South African superstars.
Yeah, legends.
Thank you. Make us feel so special.
Thank you. What a lovely wake up.
Thank you.
I want to come work here as well. Catch us on 194 on DSTV, everybody.
That's right.
Yes,
194 and OpenView Channel 104. Mm-hmm. ETV has got you covered with history in the making. If you haven't seen them, ladies and gents, the cast and crew, and some of them in the background, and I know it takes a massive village to make this happen, on the set, wherever they are listening to this right now, we're so proud of the production that you've put out for South African audiences.
Thank you.
To the masses of the following.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for the support. Thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for being so heavily involved when you do watch it. Kalders van Geheime on ETV, the cast that are here today. Thank you so much. Jolene, David, Vashti, we love you guys and thanks for joining us.
Love you too.
Thanks so much. Thanks for the love.
Thank you.
You can follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.